I invited like 30 people to join As Unfake As It Gets podcast on this episode, which would be, I think, 10, maybe 11. This is your host, Nikki Podcast, Nikki J. Fox, the host with the most notes, King Ghosted, Mr. Hold Nothing Back. Unfortunately, I am alone yet again. Ladarius is still on podcast vacation, so I'm going to keep things short. I'm going to keep things simple. Things aren't looking good for me on my end, and I'm going to pour my heart out. I really am. Like, people say you shouldn't say things like these on podcasts, but I really don't give a fuck. This shit is my podcast. I make it. I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. I'm living in a situation where trailer's getting repossessed. I'm having to come up with money to buy a small-ass camper trailer to live in. It's sad to say, but it's true. Like, anything could help. Anything could help. Like, I've run out of all options to sell. The only things I have to sell is podcast equipment, and that's how I make my money. It's podcast equipment. Everything else is gone. The Rodecaster is gone. The laptop is gone. I still got the Scarlett Folk U Strike. It's here. I still got the 36-inch TV. It's here. But that's because it's got like light bulb showing here. Don't nobody want to buy that shit. I got the blue snowball. But I got to have that in order to podcast. I got the two auxiliary microphones. I got to have those in case Muff was to ask for his blue snowball back. But for the most part, shit's just fucked up right now for me. And in the midst of shit being fucked up, I don't know what to do, bro. I really don't. Maybe y'all can give me some advice. Hit me up. Hit me up. You can either hit me up on email, which would be asunfakepodcast@yahoo.com. Or you can hit me up on Instagram, which would be @asunfakepodcast. Either or. I'll put those in the description. And you hit me up and you tell me, what should I do? I'm taking all donations. I'll even put those in the description. Cash App would be $Nick8807. PayPal would be @Nicky, PPINC. Though that's NICKYPPINC. Taking all donations, putting them on the bio, on the description of this episode. Like, things been going on. Like, I haven't been doing any podcast postations. I haven't been doing none of that. Like, I've literally, like, all day I've been applying for loans. I sold a hauling trailer earlier for $500. So if I could find a cabin trailer for $500 right now, I would buy that bitch. Because I don't know if any of you have ever slept on the ground before. I have. That shit is no fun. No fun at all. Zero fun. Like Day-Day said, zero fun, sir. No, not Day-Day. That was on that movie with Denzel about Remember the Titans. When we were asking him if football was fun, because he was saying football was fun, and then he said, are you sure football is fun? Is football fun? And he said, no, football ain't fun. Are you sure? No, sir. Zero fun, sir. And this is zero fun, sir. No lie. No doubt about it. And honestly and truthfully, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I really don't. Outside of buying an $18 tent from Walmart and putting it out here on the land after they come get this Dover wide trailer that I'm living in. Outside of that, I don't know what I'm going to do. Y'all motherfuckers think I make bank working for Nikki Podcast Preparations Incorporated. Y'all motherfuckers think I make bank working for DP Podcast. No, I'm an intern for DP Podcast. And when things go awry for a podcast that's a part of Nikki Podcast Preparations Incorporated, I cut them breaks. I give them 3 months. So don't think because I got 12 clients I automatically get $1,200 a month. Nah, it don't work like that. And you want to keep your clients happy. So maybe one day they will all pay $1,200 a month. But as of right now, nah, that shit's not happening. So this is the Trials and Tribulations episode of Nikki Podcast, Nikki J. Fox, Mr. Hold Nothing Back, Plenty Monikers. I hold nothing back, I speak nothing but the truth. And I know what y'all wondering, why DB Podcast won't help you? Well, it's really not their place, even though that Ben Baller's a millionaire, Michael Rappaport's a millionaire. Whether you believe it or not, Michael Rappaport, he doesn't pay DB Podcast. Ben Baller, he doesn't pay DB Podcast. Michael Rappaport podcast with DB Podcast just so DB Podcast can say, hey, we got Michael Rappaport on our team. Hey, we got Ben Baller on our team. So if we got Michael Rappaport on our team and we got Ben Baller on our team, then you know we good. So they don't get paid for that. They're not making bank. Even though it would cost, let's just say Rihanna. Use her example. It would cost Rihanna $75,000 to start a podcast with DB Podcast. Which, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand it. You know, it would cost Rihanna $75,000, but it wouldn't cost Michael Rapport $75,000. I don't know. I don't get it. But hey, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to stick with the internship because I really do believe that the internship is going to lead to something big and something major. And I hate I had to pawn my Rodecaster, but I do plan on getting it back. But first on my agenda is getting a camper trailer. That is first on my agenda. Homelessness is not on my agenda at all. Point blank, period. Like, I would rather go in jail with a paper bag and with a remote control in it and say, empty the drawer. Like, I'd rather go to jail than be homeless. Literally. No lie. Because you get sheltered, you get fed 3 times a day, all that. And if you're like me and you got a condition, I got a kidney disease, a lower UPJ obstruction, they take you to the clinic every day and they give you pain medication and other medication to help you sleep and shit. So I got no problems going to jail if I have to. I got problems being homeless. I refuse to be homeless. Like, I would literally kill a motherfucker before I be homeless. It's not gonna happen. It's never have, and never will. And if my daddy was alive and he knew about this shit that my mother was doing, he would put her in her place. Like, she's got a place to stay. Like I said earlier, she can go to her dead mother's house. But her dead mother's next of kin, which would be my uncle and my two aunts, they have it rolled up to where I can't stay there. So if they come get this trailer, I have nowhere to go. I can't go stay at my grandma's. It's sad to say, but it's true. I keep it all the way a buck. I hold nothing back. I speak nothing but the loony truth. Oh man, and the shit is sad and the shit is depressing, bro. You don't understand. Like, I hope you never experience in life the fact that your mother's gonna have a place to stay if they come get your home, but you're not. I hope you never have to experience that, because that is a very bad feeling. that will make you want to put hands on your mother. I'm not advising you to ever put hands on your mother, but that will make you want to. That will make you want to call your mother a sorry bitch. I don't advise you to do that, but it will make you want to. But man, this shit right here is so crazy. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I really have no idea what I'm going to do. The only thing I could do is ask you guys for help. And it's, I don't know what it is. It's something. It's like not selfish, but it's something else. It's demeaning. Yeah, it's demeaning for a podcaster to ask their listeners for help. But when you're in such of a bind as I'm in, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. And the Cash App is $Nick8807. And the PayPal is nickypinc@yahoo.com. Or you could do the @nickypinc. Either or, whatever you want to do, you could do it either way. I got a new phone number, 251-225-1853. So hit me up if you ever want to talk, you ever want to chat. I'm on stereo, and my stereo name is Nicky8807. Follow me on there. We'll talk on there anytime. You could text me, you could email me at asunfakepodcast@yahoo.com. We'll chop it up. You can get on the website, asunfakepodcast.com. Then you can click contact us. You can write us. We'll chop it up. But there's just problems after problems after problems after problems after problems after problems after problems. Alright. Like, I called a loan company today. Like, I filled it out and I was approved for $1,000. And all I had to do was make a phone call. And I called those people and they said they're going to check my credit. And that was at 12 o'clock. And they closed at 5. And they said it shouldn't take 15 minutes. And 5 o'clock, like almost 5 o'clock rolled around. I called it like 5. No, I called it like 4:40. Yeah, I called it like 4:40. And I asked what time they closed. They said 5. But they said they were working on your case, Mr. Weaver. It shouldn't take 5 minutes. And we're going to call you. But guess what? I never heard from them. And probably never will. But it's okay. I got 400 set up. I mean, I got 500 set up. And my aunt, she left $50 for me. And my other aunt on my father's side, so that's $550 there. So I got $550 set up to go towards a trailer, a little camper trailer to put up here. It's sad, man. It's just it's sad, but it's true. It really is. Like, maybe I gotta step my game back up on this podcast post shit, so people will like pay me to promote their podcast every month. Like, do a daily post, a daily story post, and mention their @ in every single post, no matter what the post is about. Maybe I need to get back on the grind on that, but it's hard to get back on the grind on that when I have all this shit going on. All of this shit going on. Like, it's tough for me, man. It's very, very tough for me. And I hope none of you ever go through this. I know it could always get worse. I know it can. I know it can. There are people out there living on the streets right now with not a roof to sleep under. At least I have a roof to sleep under tonight. At least I have food in the kitchen tonight. I know there's plenty of people out there who don't. But pretty soon, I'm going to become one of those motherfuckers who ain't got a roof to sleep on. I'm going to become one of those motherfuckers who ain't got a bite to eat. And I'm trying not to become one of those motherfuckers. So, that's why I went ahead and sold that trailer that my daddy left me. And I plan on buying a camper trailer with that money. And I'm going to add that $50 to it that my aunt left me. And I'm going to use that. And I'm going to try to buy a little camper trailer. And I'm going to set it up here. I'll even stay in a camper trailer with no power, bro, if I got to. No lie. No cap. But that's that, man. I'm tired of venting. And I know you're tired of hearing me saying the same shit over and over. I sound like a broken record, but I'm going to get on up off of here, man. I ain't even going to count this as episode 10. I'm going to count this as a bonus episode. So just contact me, man. AsUnfakePodcast.com or AsUnfakePodcast@yahoo.com. Contact me, man. Let's chop it up. What should I do? Tell me. And I'm on Instagram, too. @AsUnfakePodcast. I'm on Twitter. @AsUnfakePodcast. I'm going to put all that in the description of this episode. And you tell me what I should do. And if you can help me, I ain't going to turn it down. And if you can't help me, understandable. If you don't believe me, understandable. But this is a true story. I tell no lies. I'm Mr. Hold Nothing Back for a reason. But I hope y'all stay good. I'm going to pray for y'all, each and every one of y'all. I'm thankful for every one of y'all listening. No matter if it's one listen, no matter if it's 1,000 listens, I'm thankful for every one of y'all. So, I'm Audi 7 Dowie. Until next time, maybe Muff will be back. Hopefully soon.